Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We will have a press point. The Secretary General will speak first, followed by the Prime Minister of Lithuania.
Prime Minister Skvernelis, it's a pleasure to welcome you to NATO and to the new NATO headquarters and the new building. We have just had an excellent meeting where we talked about the security situation we face and how NATO continues to adapt. So, Prime Minister, I really appreciate your strong personal commitment to NATO, and I also want to thank Lithuania for its valuable contributions to the alliance. Your troops help build security in Afghanistan and in Kosovo. Lithuania is a host nation for NATO's multinational battle group in Lithuania, boosting our defense and deterrence. And you share expertise on energy security through the NATO Center of Excellence in Vilnius. Lithuania also leads by example on defense spending, investing in major equipment and committing to spend 2% of GDP on defense this year. So Lithuania's support for NATO is strong. And NATO's support for Lithuania is just as strong. Allied jets keep your skies safe. Allied ships keep the Baltic Sea secure. And NATO's battle groups in the region prevent conflict and preserve the peace. This shows the strength and the unity of our alliance. Forces from Europe and North America standing together, defending each other. Today, Lithuania is leading Exercise Iron Wolf, bringing together 13 allies, providing training for one of our four battle groups in the region. I want to thank you for hosting this exercise, giving NATO troops the chance to train together and to test our military mobility. Such exercises are part of the alliance's strengthened deterrence and defense. We're also working to raise the readiness of our forces to increase our ability to move them across the Atlantic and within Europe, and to modernize our command structure so that it will remain able to deal with threats we face. So, Prime Minister, this year Lithuania celebrates 100 years of independence. And as we see, Lithuania is in NATO, and NATO is in Lithuania. NATO safeguards your independence and your security, as it does for every ally. So once again, welcome. It's a great honor to have you here, and it's great to be able to show you the new NATO headquarters. Welcome.
Mr. Secretary General, I'm delighted at the opportunity to meet you for the second time already, and I'm very glad to be here at the new NATO headquarters. I'd like to extend my special thanks for you, Mr. Secretary General, for fruitful conversation and for your strong leadership over the alliance. Lithuania joined NATO almost 15 years ago, yet one important factor remains unchanged. NATO has been and will be the key guarant of security and stability for Lithuania and NATO allies in Europe and North America. Lithuania gives very serious consideration to its commitments in NATO and honours them. Year after year, Lithuania has been taking part in the NATO-led missions in the Balkans, Iraq, Afghanistan and Aegean Sea and elsewhere. More than eight times, Lithuania has led the provincial reconstruction team in Gor province in Afghanistan. Over the recent years, Lithuania has more than doubled its national defence spending. When we met for the first time, Mr. Secretary General, I had promised you that defence funding would reach 2% of GDP in Lithuania in 2018, and I can confirm that we have managed to achieve this objective. Moreover, I undertook an initiative to gather together the main political parties to approve the long-term commitments on defence. And a party agreement has been signed to reach 2.5% of GDP for national defence by 2030. Lithuania's army has been modernising Year by year, Lithuania allocates over 40% of the total defence budget for its army modernisation. I am grateful to the Secretary General of NATO and the Allies for their solid support in ensuring the security and defence of all the Allies. Over the recent years, NATO has done a lot, indeed, in markedly strengthening the collective defence and deterrence capabilities, which had been somehow taken out of consideration recently. And it is relevant to Lithuania that NATO is ready to respond to the possible aggression at any time and properly, that NATO strengthens its air defence capabilities in the region and that it takes other important steps. I thank for NATO's enhanced forward presence in Lithuania. I thank Germany and other countries for the contribution and active participation. I thank this battalion. The transatlantic unity is not just a phrase for Lithuania. Many NATO countries are also members of the European Union. Therefore, we support the close cooperation between NATO and the European Union, yet we are against the duplication of efforts and structures. In the meeting, we have also discussed NATO policy towards Russia. And so far, Lithuania cannot see any positive developments in Russia's behaviour. And we also discussed NATO's cooperation with partners close to the alliance. So I would like to thank you once again for the strong support, and I'd like to reassure you once again that Lithuania is a strong ally and member of NATO.
Thank you very much. Do we have any questions? Yes, please. If you could introduce yourself and your outlet, please.
Thank you. I'm representing the Republic of Belarus, the neighbourhood of Lithuania, so, but I have the question for both, if it's possible. Some days ago, the former head of NATO, Mr. Rasmussen, said that after Ukraine and Georgia, NATO is ready to admit Belarus. But for this, it's necessary to change the power, the leadership in this country. So, for democratic. So, does NATO share this position? And how do you comment this statement, if possible?
So, I will not speculate about that. We are now in a very close partnership with Georgia and Ukraine. Georgia as a close partner where we have worked for many years, and also Ukraine. And I will not speculate about what may happen after we have addressed the issue of membership related to these two countries. We have strong statements and positions on that from several NATO summits, and I don't have anything to add to what we have said about that earlier.
I believe that this is the matter of self-determination of each sovereign state. Georgia and Ukraine have made up their minds to follow this direction, and we have to support this independent aspiration of these sovereign states to become members of NATO. While as regards Belarus, if the state makes up its mind at any time, then probably it would apply, and then we would consider.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.